Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The race for the corner office in Massachusetts, the governor's race, has gotten more interesting following the decision late last week by a top contender to bow out. Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray said Friday he would not run for governor or for any statewide office, citing the need to spend more time with his family. Murray's decision opens the field for a whole host of contenders for next year's election. UMass Boston political science professor Paul Watanabe joins us now to talk about the field. Good morning, Paul, and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with the Democrats. A lot of names have been tossed around, including State Treasurer Steve Grossman, the former head of Medicare and Medicaid Donald Berwick, and State Senator Dan Wolf. What impact do you think Murray's decision will have on this field?
Well, I think, first of all, Murray's decision saved a lot of Democrats from a difficult choice. And the choice, first of all, was were they going to support a candidate who would have been limping into this nomination with some of his difficulties over the accident and his support for the Chelsea housing director. So he saved them that particular choice, a difficult choice. And so some of them are going to make the decision about whether to step into it. As you pointed out, Donald Berwick got things rolling even before Murray came up with his announcement by indicating that he would step in. And as you suggest, I think there are others who will. It's pretty broadly known that Secretary of the Treasury Grossman will probably seek this office. And other names are being thrown around. Martha Coakley's name has been raised. Even Michael Capuano's name has been raised. And perhaps there might even be some that haven't been discussed as much, people like Marty Meehan, for example.
Do you think that it's more likely now than it was before that the Attorney General Martha Coakley, that the Congressman Michael Capuano and or others might jump in now that Murray is out?
Well, the view was that Murray was going to have competition anyway. He certainly was not a candidacy that was going to clear the field. He's not that kind of a candidate. And as I pointed out, he's a bit flawed. But there's no question now that one has to think about not just this one race, but two races. What's happening with the special election for the Senate seat? And somebody like Capuano, who has removed himself from that competition, it does look like that people are rallying around Representative Markey, that they might take a look at this second race.
All right. Who do you think is best positioned then on the Democratic side for the governor's race right now?
Well, the people who hold constitutional office certainly have a lead. So Steve Grossman has a bit of a war chest that he can call upon. Donald Berwick, I think, is somebody who made a very smart move that even before, again, Tim Murray made this decision, got his name out there. And Berwick's someone who realizes that perhaps more than some of these other candidates who are better known, he is somebody who had to get his name out there well in advance of the 2014 race, and he's doing so.
Okay, the Republican side. Do you think there could be a primary? Charlie Baker, former 2010 candidate for governor on the Republican side, is apparently at least thinking about running. At least that's the speculation. Do you think that there could be more than one Republican candidate?
Well, I have a feeling that Baker has a pretty clear shot to this nomination should he seek it. The conventional wisdom is, once again, linking these two races together, that Brown will seek the Senate seat and that Baker would have a pretty clear shot for taking a second run at the corner office. But one also has to think about some of the recent candidates that the Republicans have run for various offices, people like Sean Bilette, Richard Tesei, for example. And then perhaps, again, I don't know, but there are names that were once talked about in the same breath of Charlie Baker a few years ago, names like Gloria Larson, for example, who's now a university president.
Yeah, as you know, there's been some speculation that maybe former Senator Scott Brown would run for governor instead of trying for a Senate seat again. John Kerry's Senate seat, assuming that Kerry becomes Secretary of State, as most people envision. But you seem to think that Brown is more likely to try again for the Senate if he runs for anything at all?
Well, again, Bob, anything is possible. That is that Scott Brown could run for the Senate seat. Let's say he loses. He could run again for the corner office. He could be a perpetual candidate, if you will. No one quite knows what's going to happen, but I think it's pretty clear that Scott Brown's going to take a first shot at that Senate seat.
Paul Watanabe, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you very much.